Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you positive news. We know you're not hearing enough of. Tim, are you awake?
Barely. But I am here.
Tim has entered full adult mode. He has a young child and a wife, and he wants to go to sleep at 9 o'clock. Kind of jealous, Tim.
You speak all facts. Oh,
kind of jealous of your family security and love and happiness.
Man, I'm jealous of your sleep you're getting. That's what I'm jealous of.
Are you not getting any sleep with Layla?
Nah, man, I'm struggling. We're trying to get her on this new schedule, and yeah, it's not going so well. I'm definitely getting about 3 to 4 hours of sleep at a time, if I'm lucky.
Oh, well, you know what helps with regaining energy? Following the Positive Truth on social media, because we post all sorts of positive things. Wow, that was corny even for me. We got a Facebook page, an Instagram, Twitter, and a YouTube where we post our videos and links for our positive news stories. Check those out on Facebook. Like, share, subscribe, rate and review, tell a friend, helps us spread this positivity. And Tim, I know you love your first positive news story, so let's get to it.
Man, you're absolutely right. So do you remember last November, we talked about a 9-year-old girl named Riley Morrison? She wrote a letter to Steph Curry, basketball player for the Warriors, asking why his shoes weren't available in the girl section.
I do.
Sweet, man. I have a follow-up story. I know you love them. And it's 5 months later, and the Curry 6 was recently released on International Women's Day, and guess who helped design that shoe?
Is it the 9-year-old?
Exactly. Riley Morrison helped design it, and yeah, dude, it's amazing. Shoe's purple. It looks like it's called Icon. It's pretty awesome, man, just looking at the picture of this shoe. I'm going to share it to our Facebook page so you guys can check it out at the Positive Truth Podcast. I think it's dope, the fact that this 9-year-old decided to write a letter. And now we're all this months later. We have a follow-up story on it with the shoe coming out in the girls' section at Under Armour. All thanks because she had a question and she wanted it answered. It's pretty awesome to me, man.
Absolutely. Steph's doing great things. My first positive news story is also about Wardell, Stephen Curry.
I forgot his first name was Wardell.
He is teaming up and collaborating with Underdog United, a startup that raises funds to secure safe drinking water for children in Africa. I think it's absolutely awesome. What he's doing is he's signing jerseys that will be auctioned off in the coming months on GounderDogs.org. I wanted to say Grounder Dogs, but you know, self-control. With the proceeds funding going to clean water solutions for Kenyan children. I think it's absolutely awesome. Other athletes that are participating is Kyrie Irving of the Boston Celtics, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team captains Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe, FC Munich soccer stars that I cannot pronounce their names. I think it's Rafina and Gina Lugandowski. That was nice, Tim, right?
Yeah, that sounded good to me.
NHL All-Star Cam Atkinson and Denver Broncos Bradley Kerb. So I just think it's absolutely awesome. It's something so easy, too. You know these athletes sign stuff all the time.
True.
And to have that going to charity is just awesome.
What is the charity called again?
Underdog United. Great name.
Exactly, man. And you know why it's a great name?
Why is it a great name?
Because it has dogs in there. Which leads me to my very next story. That was corny even for me, for sure. For sure. But anyways, man, this dog is actually pretty dope. So this dog becomes the first stray dog to climb the Himalayan summit. The Himalayan peak is about 23,000 feet in the air. Just so that you guys know, they nicknamed the dog Mara. It basically did the whole thing by itself without any assistance, except for the one little trip they had to go through the, I don't know what it's called, when they got one rope one end to the other and they have to like pull themselves through. They actually carried the dog through that, but every other way, the dog walked the whole way. It slept in the tent with one of the partners who actually nicknamed the dog Mara. And yeah, man, I thought it was super awesome. I haven't had a dog story in a while, so I definitely wanted to share this on the Positive Truth.
Hold up, so time out. The dog wasn't planned to go with the hikers. It was just like, let me follow these people?
Yeah, man. About like, they said 10 days into the expedition, they ran into the dog and the dog just kept following. And they decided to take care of it.
Dogs really are man's best friend.
Exactly what the title of this article is.
Well, we're at the halfway point. I can't really top the ridiculousness of that story or think of a crazy pun to go with it. But we like to do audio meditation at our halfway point, where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing they're grateful for as well. Make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Social media, man. It's becoming easier and easier to find these positive news stories, man. Stories that we talk about here on The Positive Truth that everybody's listening to. Before, you know, when we first started, it was like, man, how are we going to find this amount of stories? And there was days where we found, you know, 10, and maybe days we couldn't find two. And now it's just, they're popping up like all the time on my news feeds because people are out there doing amazing things in the world and they're deciding to catch it on camera.
Or maybe it's because your news feed has realized like, oh, this person likes positive things. We're going to keep showing it to them.
Well, so I like the algorithm too.
If we all start doing positive things on our social media pages, social media will be nothing but positive.
And that's what we want out here in the world.
I'm grateful for sleep because I had a nap before I came on, and then I worked out, and then I did homework. And Tim's over here dying, and I kind of feel bad for you, man.
Oh, that made me laugh. I needed that.
But my next positive news story is not related to sleep, but it is kind of related to Layla. Have you looked into how expensive prom dresses are?
Man, no, but my high school athletes definitely talk about how like some of them will spend $60 and then other ones will spend like $500, which is ridiculous.
Well, in North Texas, Dallas Public Library is offering free dresses, shoes, and accessories for prom this year for any student that needs one. And it's part of their annual fairy tale closet at the Central Library, which started in 2014. Each year it's restocked with donated prom items from businesses, charitable organizations, and other students. And I think it's the best idea ever.
Dude, I love that idea. That's amazing. I mean, prom dresses are pretty expensive, and there are a lot of girls that don't get to go because, you know, they can't afford to buy that new fancy prom dress. So the fact that a place is giving them away, kudos to them.
And also, like, most of the time you just wear it once, you know what I mean?
Facts. I never say kudos, by the way. I don't know why I said that.
I didn't notice that. Yeah, I think it's an awesome positive news story. What do you got, man?
Man, my last positive news story of the day is a pretty awesome one to me. The reason why I'm liking social media because this trash tag challenge popped up on my news feed, and I thought it was pretty awesome. So, this guy basically was like, look, here's a new challenge for all you bored teens. Take a photo of an area that needs some cleaning or maintenance, then take a photo after you have done something about it and post it. And I decided to go on social media and look at and go through the challenge through the hashtag. And there's another one called Basura Challenge, which means trash challenge in Spanish. That's what basura means anyways. And it's pretty awesome, man. People are out there doing, you know, cleaning up areas in their community that need to be cleaned up just because of this challenge. And it actually made me want to challenge you, JP, here on The Positive Truth. Man, we should go out there and find a place in our community, get some of our friends to help volunteer, clean it up, and post it to our social media page.
Yeah, I'm down. Sunday? I'm about to start spring break, so hey.
Exactly
I'm
why.
Down. We can do this, Tim.
That's exactly why I brought it up. I knew you were about to start spring break. I was like, you know what, JP's a busy man, but we will have this break, and I know we can find a couple hours in our day to match up where we can do this. I already asked Edna. She said yes. Asked another friend. He said yeah. So I think we can get this done, man.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about this more off podcast, and we'll post it. Where, Tim? Facebook, Instagram?
Tu sabes, on all our social media pages. Please check them out. Facebook is at The Positive True Podcast, and Twitter is TPT_podcast.
In the description, and to tie it back into trash, My Science is Cool with The Positive Truth, positive news story that we're ending with today. It's also about trash.
Sweet.
It is a plastic-eating robot shark.
Wait, what?
So I think we can all agree no one likes plastic or trash in the ocean.
Right.
So it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a plastic-eating robot shark. So it's a machine. It's called a waste shark. And what it does is any trash that's floating, it basically scoops up and gets rid of. The shark can gather 15.6 tons of waste per year.
That's incredible.
The shark, which is basically an electrical vehicle, like I just said, it can gather up to 132 pounds of plastic waste at a time. And yeah, man, it's the Dutch technology company called Rand Marine. They wanted to do this to help out. It's cheaper, greener, more effective, and less disruptive than other methods of dealing with marine litter. I think it's an awesome invention. I think it's a really positive story, and we need a lot more of these.
Man, I agree 100%. I think that's awesome that stuff like this is like now becoming popular in the world. Like, people are paying attention to it, and people are investing in it, because obviously we do need more of those in the world.
Absolutely. So shout out to them. Google waste shark to see exactly what it sounds like. It's actually smaller than you would think. It doesn't look like a shark either, which is kind of disappointing. That would be the only thing that would make this positive news story better, is if this thing had a fin. Of course, then it might get attacked. So, you know, let's just take that back. Edit that out, JP. Edit that out.
No, dude, I like the idea. I'm not going to lie.
But yeah, shout out to them. And shout out to our listeners listening to our positive news stories. We'll be back Friday with more positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. The Buddha.
I like that quote, Tim. I'm surprised you haven't used the Buddha for quotes more often.
I know, right? I'm definitely trying new things this year.
Hopefully you get some more sleep, and hopefully our listeners will be back Friday for more positive news stories, and have a great week. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.